Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at, those steps we put in place to make sure only the right people get in. Let me tell you what I mean. I'm just back from the Appalachian Trail. Hiked the Southern Terminus for the first time in 20 years, back in that section of the trail. And they had something new. 602 steps. 602 stairs, approximately 6 stories worth of stairwell, up a waterfall, up a freaking waterfall, carrying 50-pound pack, 1 foot in front of the other, 602 steps. Exhausting. I was wiped out by the end of it. But it made a lot of sense, because by the time we got up to the top, a lot of people quit. And a lot of people who are like through hikers are like, yeah, maybe I'm not cut out for this. And previously, it was very expensive and time intensive for the local park rangers to have to go into the mountains and hike these people back down, who brought in packs and everything, thought they were good, thought they were going to do a through hike, climbed up the mountaintop, only realized they couldn't make it. Now, it's 6 flights of stairs, 602 steps, up a waterfall, where you collapse half dead, and there's a shuttle in a parking lot that takes you right back to your car if you want to quit. Kind of brilliant. So the tip for you is, whenever you're building your security team, whenever you're building, you know, a community project, whenever you're recruiting and hiring, have in place 602 steps. Not necessarily to make it too difficult, not necessarily to make it impossible to get in, but think of the Randy Posh line, right? I love the Randy Posh line that says, the walls are not there to keep you out. The walls are there to figure out how badly you want in. Put in place some systems such that, either through the hiring process or the recruiting process, such that only people who will make it in your program and be successful will get in. And that way, you don't have to wait 1 or 2 months when you're, you know, in the middle of launching an initiative to realize maybe this person doesn't have the right stuff. That way you don't have to wait 6 months when you're into this contract to go, he really can't handle that pack up that mountain and I'm going to have to carry it for him, right? That way you know that the person you brought in can actually do the job. One of the best ways I've seen done in terms of this recently is capture the flag exercises for red teams, right? Saying, okay, you want to have a red team position, here, run through the CTF, climb this 6 flight of stairs, and show how you're going to break in this web app, show how you're going to break through this firewall, show how you're going to transverse this network, and then give me a report. Low cost, immediately evident whether or not they can do the job, whether or not they can carry the pack, and then if they can't, nice little shuttle in a parking lot to get them right back home. So give that some mind. I think sometimes we lower the barriers to entry, rightfully so, to get more people in, but perhaps too low, and then end up creating conditions where these people just can't cut it. So what do you think? What's your 602 steps? What have you seen that worked well for you and your team? Hit me up in comments on social media. Cheers.